Champs-Élysées in Paris. Christophe Rousset and Les Talons Lyriques at 2. Well, now on BBC Radio 3, it's 11:15, and with the technicolour sounds of Brazil, we join Fiona Torkington for tonight's Late Junction.
Mensageiro natural de coisas naturais. Quando eu falava dessas cores mórbidas, quando eu falava desses homens sórdidos, quando eu falava desse temporal, você não escutou, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, você não quer acreditar. E eu apenas era cavaleiro marginal, lavado em Ribeirão. Cavaleiro negro que viveu mistérios, cavaleiro e senhor de casa e árvores, sem querer descansar. Cavaleiro marginal, banhado em Ribeirão. Conheci as torres e os cemitérios, conheci os homens e os seus velórios. Quando olhava da janela lateral do quarto de dormir, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, um cavaleiro marginal, banhado em Ribeirão, você não quer acreditar.
I do love that. 1970s Brazil and Milton Nascimento, Paisagem de Janela. And I might just have to find more from that album to play you a little bit later on tonight. Also coming up tonight here on Late Junction, a couple of tracks from the new album by Laurie Anderson. There's some beautifully crafted installation music by Max Eastley. There's Bartok, Boards of Canada, Nico Muley, and some more now from 60s folk icon Karen Dalton.
Thank you.
Karen Dalton there, and the Ballad of Little Margaret, an Appalachian version of an old English ballad recorded in 1962. Max Eastley's early work as a visual artist grew into explorations of sounds, both outdoors and in indoor installations. His sensitivity to nature and colours brought forth some really beautiful music over the years, and he's just put together a compilation, a double album in fact, of some of his installation material from over the last 30 years or so. Here's what he calls a half-speed metal installation from 1973, followed by Aeolian flutes recorded in 1990 on a beach in Devon for the film Clocks of the Midnight Hours.
Thank you. There's a story in an ancient play about birds called The Birds. And it's a short story from before the world began. From a time when there was no earth, no land. Only air and birds everywhere. But the thing was, there was no place to land. Because there was no land. So they just circled around and around. Because this was before the world began. The sound was deafening. Songbirds were everywhere. Billions and billions and billions of birds. And one of these birds was a lark. And one day her father died. And this was a really big problem, because what should they do with the body? And there was no place to put the body because there was no earth. Solution. She decided to bury her father in the back of her own head. And this was the beginning of memory. Because before this, no one could remember a thing. They were just constantly flying in circles. Constantly flying in huge circles.
That was Laurie Anderson from her new album Homeland, which is absolutely stunning. One more track later on from that, and you can hear more with Robert Sandel, who'll be late junctioning here for the next couple of weeks. That's from next week. And before that, a couple of tracks by Max Eastley, Half Speed Metal Installation from 1973, and from 1990, the wonderful sounds of Aeolian flutes recorded on a beach at Slapton Sands in Devon. More from Max later on as well. David Rothenberg, you'll know from Late Junction, from his Why Birds Sing album and from his Whale Music, and also for the Late Junction collaboration he did with the toucans at London Zoo for us a few months ago, along with Lou Edmonds. Now David's got a new duo album out on ECM with Marilyn Crispell. I love this track. It's called Owl Moon.
Thank you. Thank you.
A tiny gem from Boards of Canada called Heard from Telegraph Lines. That followed Marilyn Crispell and David Rothenberg from their new CD called One Dark Night I Left My Silent House. That was Owl Moon. And later on this month, I'll be playing you Jan Bang's remix of David's and Lou Edmonds' collaboration with the Toucans at London Zoo. This is Lake Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Almost a lullaby, Susumu Yokota and Sleepy Eye, following a little more from Milton Nascimento from the 1970s and a track called Lilia. Music by Bartok next tonight, some tunes he collected from the region of Cheek.
Thank you.
George Sandor, the pianist there, playing Bartok's compositions based on tunes from the County of Cheek, which I also played you, performed by Marta Sebastian and Zoltan Juhas. Bartok's also responsible for one of my very favourite operas, his chilling setting of the story of Duke Bluebeard's castle. Here's Judit, about to open the sixth door. I can see a sheet of water, she sings, white and tranquil. What is it? Tears, Judit, tears. Koniec, Koniec.
Thank you.
Let me kiss you, Judit. I'm waiting, I'm waiting, and the last of my doors must stay shut forever. The words of Duke Bluebeard as Judit looks behind the sixth door. Bartok's opera Duke Bluebeard's Castle, Julia Varady and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau there with the Bavarian State Orchestra conducted by Wolfgang Zawalisch. And you can catch up on the BBC's opera season on the BBC website. That's bbc.co.uk/opera. Cellist Matthew Barley next, playing a piece for solo cello and electronics by John Metcalfe, which Matthew commissioned for a UK tour in 2006. What he loves, he says, is the combination of the acoustic cello and those otherworldly electronic pulses that hover and fly around.
sunshine. Go row the boat and let me go home, I'm so tired. Go row the boat, child. Go row the boat and let me go home, day is breaking. Go row the boat, child. Go row the boat and let me go home.
Sam Amidon and Joanna the Roadie. And Sam's next appearance in this country will be at the Green Man Festival in August. Just before that was Matthew Barley playing John Metcalfe's Constant Filter. Well, music next by one of Sam Amidon's bedroom community labels, Stablemates, Nico Muley. I caught them recently on their whale watching tour here, which was such fun and so inspiring. Nico's working on an opera for ENO due for next summer, so I thought this piece of his would fit well into our opera-inspired week. Helgi Hrafner-Jonsson is a singer and trombone player in this extract from Nico's piece Wonders. The devil appeared in the shape of a man.
Good people, attend now and I will declare a wonder as strange as you ever did hear. It hath been apparent to many one's view, for though it is strange, yet 'tis certainly true. The last of October, on Friday at night, a strange apparition a coachman did ride. In such a strange manner the like was ne'er known, as here by this line shall plainly be shown. And as he was driving then easily on, the devil appeared in the shape of a man. And against a great post he did stand, with likeness of parchment rolled up in his hand. He bade him to drive him to Brightslow churchyard. The coachman observed him with reverend regard, for little he thought of that infernal sin, and therefore to drive him he then did begin. The horse was possessed with a habit of fear, the snorted and startled as it did appear. The coachman his hat, it fell off to the ground. The night being dark, it could not be found. And groaned the light when as the swimming sword of all thy subjects scaled I list, declare as Triton monster with a manly war to drown the Trojan from her tormos red. and mermaids wise, a weeping weather fair, and mermaids wise, a weeping weather fair, and mermaids wise, a weeping weather fair, and mermaids wise, a weeping weather fair of the sea. And Mars whales huge and sea eels rare, that be my longs in crawling crooks of 60 pace, and dolphins, seahorse sounds with oxen, e and merswines, patricks, owls of fishes, race and short, no fowl doth fly, nor beast doth go, but thou hast fishes like to them.
Almost sounded like yes there, which Nico can take as a compliment from me. Nico Muley's The Devil Appeared in the Shape of a Man. Helgi Hrafner Jonsson, the singer there and trombonist. Now, Max Eastley once again. Installation music from 1979. Swung Aeolian Flutes and Grass Blade, recorded in Hadley Wood, North London.
Thank you. Let's play that. That's an A. You don't care. Did you dance?
Yes, I used to dance really well. Where I danced too.
Did you folks let you dance?
Yeah. But we had to go home. We couldn't go to public dances, but Dad would let us dance in the home. And we played Mr. Bill and Mel Ball and kissed boys at home. But then we didn't go out in the bushes. Yes, the home. See, we played Spin and some of the boys we didn't like to kiss because it was too sweet.
Thank you.
Blues from Karen Dalton, recorded in the 1960s, In the Evening. Karen joined there by Richard Tucker and Joe Loop and chatting with her mother at the beginning of the track. Max Easley just before, in Hadley Wood in 1979, swung Aeolian flutes and grass blade. More from Laurie Anderson in a moment, a track from her new album in which she uses a voice filter to create the male alter ego of Fenway Bergamot. First, though, we're going to hear Ethiopian Zefu Demise, who inspired members of Dutch band The X when they were working in Addis Ababa, so much so that they went back to record him playing the bagena, a type of lyre with leather attachments which gives it a unique buzzing effect. This is a prayer called For You Are the Lord.
اسمع انت املاك السماي وامر اسمع انت من واعظك وكبر تبالاله بنقبس بقدر يسوس تقبل عزك نقوس ان يسوس بعفو كل ودوس يسوس قداسي سقا ونفس انت انجنا يما توارد اتانس بنتو دانيا يالان تيلم دقنيا انس تود كلو ايهونا الزمد بلو تطو لبسو الى الوقت انانس الطلا يمي هون يلم كلالا فتاريه كنتو عليك اشرمي سالك جزا يا شنف سقاي تعرقنا عزاني رورونا هنا انا دراهن يا نفسي النقر اتصنع بس بس دمع لقنا مفرس من نسات دمع لقنا فرد مسمات فهانتي تو اسم العالم مرتو وملاكتو عشفتو بكبيتو ليلا قيتا يالانتي إلا بكنتو سواف لقاب وقلو منفس قدوس لعالم اسكز العالم درس
So finally, here we are at the beginning of a whole new era, the start of a brand new world. And now what? How do we start? How do we begin again? There are some things you can simply look up. Such as the size of Greenland, the dates of the famous 19th century rubber wars, Persian adjectives. The composition of snow. And other things you just have to guess at. And then again, today's the day, and those were the days, and now these are the days. And now the clock points histrionically to noon. Some new kind of north. And so, which way do we go? What are days for? To wake us up. To put between the endless nights. And by the way, here's my theory of punctuation. Instead of a period at the end of each sentence, there should be a tiny clock that shows you how long it took you to write that sentence. And another way to look at time is this. There was an old married couple, and they had always hated each other, never been able to stand the sight of each other, really. And when they were in their 90s, they finally got divorced. And people said, "Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you do this a whole lot earlier?" And they said, "Well, we wanted to wait until the children died." Ah, America. And yes, that will be America. A whole new place. Just waiting to happen. Broken up parking lots. Rotten dumps. Speedballs, accidents, and hesitations. Things left behind. Styrofoam. Computer chips. And Jim and John, oh, they were there. And Carol, too, her hair pinned up in that weird beehive way she loved so much. And Craig and Phil moving at the pace of summer. And Uncle Al, who screamed all night in the attic. Yes, something happened to him in the war, they said, over in France. And France had become something we never mentioned. Something dangerous. Yes, some were sad to see those days disappear. The flea markets and their smells. The war. All the old belongings strewn out on the sidewalks. Mildewed clothes and old resentments and ragged record jackets. And ah, these days. All these days. What are days for? To wake us up. To put between the endless nights. And meanwhile, all over town, checks are bouncing and accounts are being automatically closed. Passwords are expiring. And everyone's counting and comparing and predicting. Will it be the best of times? Will it be the worst of times? Or will it just be another one of those times? Show of hands, please. And ah, this world. Which, like Kierkegaard said, can only be understood when lived backwards. Which would entail an incredible amount of planning and confusion. And then there are those big questions always at the back of your mind. Things like, are those two people over there actually my real parents? Should I get a second Prius? And you, you who can be silent in four languages. Your silence will be considered. Your consent. How about those were the days before the audience, and what the audience wanted, and what the audience said it wanted. And you know the reason I really love the stars is that we cannot hurt them. We can't burn them or melt them or make them overflow. We can't flood them or blow them up or turn them out. But we are reaching for them. We are reaching for them. Some say our empire is passing, as all empires do. And others haven't a clue what time it is or where it goes or even where the clock is. Oh, the majesty of trees, an unstoppable train, different colored wonderlands, freedom of speech and sex with strangers. Dear old God, may I call you old? And may I ask, who are these people? America. We saw it. We tipped it over. And then we sold it. These are the things I whisper softly to my doll. Those heartless little thugs dressed in calico kilts and jaunty hats and their perpetual white, toothy smiles. And oh, my brothers. And oh, my sisters. What are days for? Days are where we live. The flow and then the flow. They come, they fade, they go and they go. No way to know exactly when they start or when their time is up. Oh, another day. Another dime. Another day in America. Another day, another dollar. Another day in America. And oh, my brothers, and oh, my long lost sisters, how do we begin again? How do we begin?
Beautiful music by Murkoff there, Death Prod's remix of Ulysses. Following Laurie Anderson from her new album and a stunning track, Another Day in America. And you also heard the voice of Anthony Hegarty there as backing vocalist. You can listen again if you like for the next 7 days on the BBC iPlayer. Just at the start there, Zefu Demese from Ethiopia and the sound of the Bagena. Well, I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with more of Max Eastley's installation music. But first, here's Marilyn Crispell and David Rothenberg again. Snow suddenly stopping. Good night.
Thank you. Radio 3 Through the Night. Good morning from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome. This morning's concert's a joint venture featuring two orchestras, the Radio France Philharmonic and the charismatic Simon Bolivar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela. It's their conductor, Gustavo Dudamel, who's at the helm. First, we're going to hear each orchestra separately, and then in the second half, they're performing in tandem. The Radio France Philharmonic leads the way with music from Ravel's ballet score Daphnis and Chloe. It tells of the shepherd Daphnis winning Chloe in a dancing competition, only to see her abducted by pirates. It all ends happily, though, and the second suite from the ballet begins with this glorious evocation of the dawn.